On June 6, 1944, the Allied forces launched the largest amphibious invasion in military history. It became one of the most well-known military operations, especially among war veterans saka sa mga historians. Yung invasion ito involved land, air, and sea forces, all aiming to invade and to liberate po yung France from the German Nazi forces during World War II. It became famously known as D-Day, the invasion of Normandy, France. And approximately 11 months later, on May 7, 1945, yung German general po na nagli-lead po sa kanyang mga armies during that time, na si Alfred Jolm, signed an unconditional surrender of Germany. Yung German Nazi forces were finally defeated and was removed sa doon sa may France. And same way, mga kaibigan, there is a far greater and ultimate D-Day, a final day of invasion, a final day of destruction and deliverance that both the wicked and the righteous should look forward. This D-Day will not be an ordinary, but extraordinary. It will not be merely remembered as the greatest day in human history, but the greatest day in all eternity. And when that day comes, my question for us this morning is this: which side will you be on that final day? Which side you will be on that final and greatest day? Will you be among those who will face destruction and judgment? Or will you be among those who will be delivered and saved? Friends, which side will you be on that day? Tayo po ay nagpapatuloy sa ating three-week sermon series sa Aklat ng Obadiah. Ang series na title po nito is Divine Justice and the Triumph of God's Kingdom. And so far, atin po nakita kung paano kinumpronta ng Diyos ni Yahweh ang Edomites because of their prideful and arrogance against him and his brother Jacob. Kaya he raised up si Prophet Obadiah to reveal his word to them and assures yung kanyang mga tao, even yung mga Edomites, that God will not remain silent. He will come and he will judge. He uttered yung judgment nito. And through the Prophet Obadiah, God exposed yung futility of Edom's false security. He pronounced judgment against them and revealed yung grounds na kanilang mga kasalanan. Our passage this morning points us to that day when God will hold accountable not only the Edomites, but everyone who has sinned against Him. At makikita rin natin kung paano siya magbibigay ng deliverance to those who trust Him. Again, when that day comes, mga kaibigan, which side of history will you be? You will be on that side of those who will be destroyed or on the side of those who will be delivered. Yung main point po natin sa umagang ito is this: God's justice destroys the wicked but delivers the righteous. God's justice destroys the wicked but delivers the righteous. I have divided po yung passage natin into two parts. Una po is the destruction of the wicked, which will cover verses 15 to 16, and the deliverance of the righteous, which will cover po yung verses 17 and 18. So let's begin with our first point, the destruction of the wicked. Let's read verse 15a. Sabi po dyan, "For the day of the Lord is near upon all nations." Now, picking up po sa verse 15, God through Prophet Obadiah is still addressing po yung mga Edomites dito. But at the same time, He is broadening yung scope ng kanyang audience. He is broadening po yung reach ng message ng judgment dito. Notice how verse 15 begins. It begins with a reason, hindi po ba? Indicated by the preposition of for. For. This word hinges po yung dalawang reality kung makikita po natin dito. Una, yung word po na forjan functions as a message of certainty. A message of certainty kung paano o kung bakit ang pronouncement po ng judgment in verses 1 to 10 and yung mga evidences na nakita po natin in 11 to 14 na ginawa po ng mga Edomites will end up sa kanilang judgment. Bakit? Because the day of the Lord for them is coming. That's the reason. While on the other hand, makikita naman natin that Obadiah will tell us that this day of the Lord is not only near to the Edomites, hindi lang po para sa kanila, but near to all nations. Yan po yung dalawang reality na nakikita po natin dito. As I have mentioned last week, yung day of the Lord po is one of the theme ng aklat na ito. And isa po sa mga theme ng mga prophets. Oftentimes, maririnig niyo po yung praise ito na inuulit-ulit ng mga propeta. Ngunit ano po ba yung day of the Lord na ito? And why the prophets often use this when they oppose an evil nation or people who defy God? Yung day of the Lord po refers to an event in time or history where God or Yahweh will intervene either to save or to judge. It's either to pronounce a judgment or to restore yung kanyang tao or the world. And for prophets po, they view this as a day when God will punish those who defy Him, those who defy God, but grants forgiveness and restoration for those who will repent. So this day is often depicted po sa mga prophets with cataclysmic na mga events. It's often may kasama po itong chaotic or wrathful expression of God's judgment, which dito po sa passage po natin, it refers po ito, of course, naka-focus siya sa judgment or pronouncement po ng judgment of the wicked. Kung titingnan po natin sa ibang mga prophets, they have a helpful po na description kung ano po yung itsura nito in the Old Testament. For example, in Amos 5, verse 18, if you're going to open your Bible in the book of Amos, kung saan si Yahweh through Amos is uttering judgment or declaring a judgment against Israel dahil sa kanilang kasalanan. Listen kung paano dinescribe po ni Amos yung day of the Lord para sa kanila. Sabi doon, "Woe to you who desire the day of the Lord. Why would you have the day of the Lord? It is darkness and not light, as if a man fled from a lion and bear met him, or when he went into a house and leaned his hand against the wall and the serpent bit him." So, ikita po natin, Amos understand yung day of the Lord, ito as a day of darkness, a time of unrest. Yung tipong tatakbo ka sa leon, pero you will end up eaten by a bear. Ganito po yung pagkaka-describe niya dito. In the book of Jeremiah, Jeremiah 46 verse 10, si Prophet Jeremiah naman is declaring judgment against the nation dito, kung saan siya ipapadala ng Panginoon. And this is how he described yung day of the Lord dito. Sabi niya, that day is a day of the Lord, God of hosts, a day of vengeance to avenge himself of his foes. The sword shall devour and sated and drink its full of their blood. For the Lord God of hosts holds sacrifice in the north country by the river Euphrates. So dito po makikita natin that the day of the Lord is described as a day of vengeance, meaning God will judge his enemy. They will be devoured by a sword. And here in verse 15a, God is telling or saying us that the Edomites, they will have their own day of the Lord. They will have their own day of the Lord. But not only that, says God, because this day of the Lord is also coming to all the nations. And unlike the Edomites' own day of judgment, this day will no longer be isolated. Hindi po siya isolated historical event. Hindi rin po siya exclusive only to few individuals or group. Rather, this day will be inclusive, universal, and final judgment upon all who acted who, or act like the Edomites. Again, notice po yung sinabi niya dyan sa verse 15. For the day of the Lord is near upon all the nations. Marahil kung nandun ka sa panahon na yon at nakikinig ka, marahil magugulat ka, no? Sasabihin mo, Lord, saglit lang, hindi po kami kasama dyan. Hindi po kami kasali dyan sa ginagawa nila. Bakit kami nadamay? Of course, these nations here pertain sa mga kaaway ng Panginoon, yung nations who defy Him and His people. But notice po yung inclusive na aspect po dito ng judgment. It's all. Simply yung meaning po niyan, encompassing, totality, the whole, or inclusive. So it made me think, kung ganito po yung ibig sabihin ito, there is much, much deeper na problem po na makikita natin dito. Hindi po ba? It's not just about being prideful. But there's something deeper that roots within sa buhay po natin that God really hates. At kung titingnan po natin in Romans 5 verse 12, si Apostle Paul gives us a great help po dito in identifying kung ano ito. Sabi doon sa Romans 5 verse 12, therefore, just as sin came into the world through one man, that's Adam, and death through sin, and so death spread to all men because all sinned. Nakikita po natin yan. This tells us that since all of us come from Adam, his descendants, we have all inherited and shared in Adam's sin. And therefore, all of us, no exemption, are all under the judgment of God. Well, you might argue with that. Pero, I'll invite you to open your Bible sa Genesis 2, wherein God created Adam and Eve. After that, sino lumabas? Cain and Abel, and then Seth. After Seth, if you go into Genesis 10, makikita ninyo si Noah. From Seth comes Noah. Noah, si Shem, Japheth, and Ham. Di po ba? From Ham comes Egypt, Canaan, Jebusites, Hittites, and si Nimrod. Nimrod is the founder of Babel. And from Babel, kung pupunta ka sa Genesis 11, nasabi doon, after God confused their language, they were scattered all over the earth. And kung titingnan mo si Shem, yung lumabas kay Shem, it's Nahor. Nahor, Terah. Terah, Abraham. From Abraham, the patriarchs. Patriarchs, Isaac, Esau, and Jacob. That's Israel and Edom. And on our passage, God is telling Edom, Edomites, it's not only about you. That day is not only about you, but it is all the nations. All the nations. The whole of the nations have shared sa kasalanan ni Adam and Eve. All of us are guilty sa kasalanan. No, hindi lang sinabi ng Obadiah ng Day of the Lord will be for all the nations, universal, but at the same time, it is near. Nakikita niyan? Near upon all nations. Yung idea po ng nearness dito, does that mean a specific proximity of time or exact date kung kailan ito mangyayari? Hindi po. Sa halip, yung point po na sinasuggest ng nearness dito, it means na yung judgment ng Diyos is looming. It is overshadowing in all human history. And it could happen anytime. It is physical and it is certain. Yan po yung ibig sabihin ng nearness dyan. Sabi nga ng isang theologian pertaining sa nearness of the day of the Lord, and I quote, ito yung sinabi niya, "The day of the Lord is overshadowing in human history, and hence, is always near." No, bakit? The question is, bakit? Because in the New Testament, this day of the Lord was inaugurated through Jesus Christ. When Jesus came or took on flesh, when he died, resurrected, and ascended back to heaven, yung day of the Lord po was already commenced. And yung day of the Lord will be consumed at His return. Kaya naman yung day is already looming, yan po yung ibig sabihin, the day is already looming, overshadowing in human history, because it could happen anytime when Christ Jesus will return to judge the living and the dead. Listen to what 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 2 and Matthew 24 verse 30 says. 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 2 sabi dito, "For you yourselves are fully aware that the day of the Lord will come like a thief. It will come like a thief in the night." Matthew 24 verse 30 says, "Then will appear in heaven the Son of Man," that is Jesus, "and then all the tribes of the earth will mourn, and they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory." O mga kaibigan, marahil nandito ka ngayon at hindi mo naiisip or even give a little thought about this day of the Lord or yung pagbabalik ni Hesus Kristo. Well, marahil naiisip ninyo na, or you might be slow, hesitant, or no interest in hearing the good news na sinishare sa inyo ninyong mga kaibigan o mga mahal sa buhay. Dahil naiisip nyo na, medyo matagal pa yan. Hindi pa mangyayari yan. Marami na nangyari pero wala pa rin bumabalik. But I pray that God would use yung images na binasa natin, yung mga descriptions of reality and certainty of God's return, to at least soften po yung mga puso natin. And seek Him not only because of fear or out of fear, but with genuineness, na makita ninyo yung tunay na kalagahan nito, yung bigat ng kasalanan at pangangailangan po natin ng isang tagapagligtas. And for believers, this should encourage us. Dahil alam po natin that this day would not be a dreadful day po para sa atin who are in Christ Jesus. But I hope that it should fuel us more to live or to even persevere in living a holy life. If you notice, usually po every time that the New Testament authors would talk about yung coming return of Jesus Christ, what follows is a command. What follows is the manner of life na dapat po yung isang tunay na Kristiyano should live. Why? Because the manner of our life proves the inner work and transformation po na ginawa sa atin na Panginoon. It proves yung genuineness po ng transformation, ng pagtawag po sa atin ng Panginoon. And its natural effect is it transformed life. Now, going back to our passage, the question is, bakit ginawa ito ni Obadiah dito? Bringing these two realities together. Ano yung point niya? Ano yung nais niyang gawin dito? To answer that, because God, through Prophet Obadiah, is using yung day of judgment ng Edom as a preview po para sa atin. It is a preview and a warning to everyone that the day of judgment is coming. God will return and He will judge us. And here in verses 15b to 16, papakita niya sa atin through sa example ng Edom kung ano yung itsura ng judgment na ito. Look at verse 15b. Sabi po dyan, "As you have done, it shall be done to you. Your deeds shall return to your head." Now, from addressing the nations, makita natin dito na Tobadiah returning his attention to the Edomites. Kung saan yung second pronoun na you refers dito. Now, notice how God will judge them on that day. Sa day of judgment ng mga Edomites. Sabi dyan, as you have done, it shall be done to you. Now, hindi po ito something na moralistic na principle that if we do good deeds, then it will bring good results. Or if we will do good deeds, it would earn us salvation. Or skip yung coming judgment na paparating. Hindi po. Hindi po ito yung ibig sabihin dito. But rather, what this verse shows us is the perfect justice of God. O yung tinatawag po natin na divine retribution. Unlike human justice, friends, which is often marked with or by all kinds of sin and corruption, God's judgment against Edom was not based on presumption. It is not based on personal preferences. It is not random. It is not unfair or faulty system of justice. Hindi po. Sa halip, His judgment to them is based on their personal, willing action to defy God and His will. So as Edom betrayed, as Edom loot, as Edom exploited, and hand over yung mga Israelites, yung kanilang kapatid sa Babylon, God promised to return these things exactly sa kanila. Ibabalik lahat yan ng Panginoon sa kanila. Mga kaibigan, pinapakita po nito sa atin that the Holy Judge pays sin with perfect justice. Hindi siya mababayaran. Hindi siya mahihingan ng pabor. The punishment that God executes perfectly fits yung crime na ginawa nila. Because His judgment is rooted in His own character. That He is a perfect, sovereign, and just na Diyos. Friends, think about yung implication nito, yung contrast na implication nito, if God would simply ignore even the smallest, the most secret sin that we have committed against Him. Then, kung mayayari yan, He would no longer be holy and just. Grace would mean nothing. Mercy would be worthless. Love would have no value. Friends, if God would do that, He will go against His own character. And if God could just overlook yung mga kasalanan po natin, then there would have been no need for Jesus Christ para sa atin. Hindi na natin kailangan ng Kristo. The cross and the empty tomb would mean nothing. In our level, kung isipin po natin sa level po natin, we will never expect or experience po yung tinatawag po natin na perfect justice. There will be no hope, no perfect peace. Everything would mean nothing. Wala po. Hanggang dito lang tayo. All we will experience is yung fallenness natin. All we will experience is yung pain ng injustices na ginagawa sa atin araw-araw. Injustices that we do to others, and injustices na ginagawa din sa atin. Sabi nga ng isang theologian na si Richard Niebuhr, sabi niya, a God without wrath brought men without sin into the kingdom without judgment through the ministration of a Christ without a cross. But praise be to God, mga kaibigan, that we have a God who perfectly hates sin and who perfectly administers yung justice. As Psalm 89 verse 4 says, righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. Steadfast love and faithfulness go before you. Now, yung repetition po dyan, na makikita po natin na your deeds shall return to your head, it strengthens po yung idea that Edom will not escape po yung divine justice ng Panginoon. Since in the Old Testament, yung head represents po yung superiority. But here, makikita natin that the justice will be administered sa kanila, sa kanilang ulo. And in the scripture, yung point po kung saan yung justice pinopronounce or nilalagay o nilaland, it's often dito po sa ulo. It's to prove that they are not the one who is in control. They are not the one who is superior, but there is a greater judge who is able to bring justice sa kanilang mga ginawang kasalanan. Perhaps you might recall po yung serpent of the garden. When you sinabi doon, God said to that serpent, "He will crush your head." It makes sense po, hindi po ba? Just try to imagine on that day, on that final day, when God administers yung kanyang perfect justice against us, it will expose po yung foolishness natin of thinking that we can escape yung ating mga kasalanan, na matatago natin to habang buhay. Like Edom, who believed that everything they had done would never be held against them. All our beliefs, false beliefs on that day, will be exposed. All of our sins will return upon our own heads. But just try to think of our sins. Sins that we have committed even before we got here dito sa iglesia. Sins that we have committed last night. Mga kasalanan that we have committed yesterday, within the week, within the month, within the year, in a decade. Try to think about or all of it. And try to meditate yung sinasabi po dito, as what you have done, it shall be done to you. Of course, for Edom, this means that all of their crimes that they have committed, it will be done to them. But for those who are still in their sin, yung point po dito is God's judgment. You cannot escape yung judgment po ng Diyos para sa atin. But on the other hand, friends, if you are in Christ, is it comforting na on that day, yung justice po na hinahanap po natin, yung justice po na hindi po natin natanggap dito sa mundong ito, yung mga injustices po na na-experience po natin sa ating trabaho, sa court of law na hindi po natin nakuha, will one day be perfectly dealt with by the eternal and perfect God? Hindi po ba comforting ito? Na yung matagal mo nang hinahanap na justice will be heathen, will be administered by a holy and just God. And this should encourage us to trust yung justice po ng Panginoon rather than seeking it on our own. And here, Edom po stands as our example para sa atin. And like them, apart from God's grace, we would end up the same, receiving yung judgment po na ito ng ating Diyos. Do you want to know how righteous and just yung judgment na ito? Try to look at verse 16. Ano sinasabi sa verse 16? "For as you have drunk on my holy mountain, so all the nations shall drink continually. They shall drink and swallow, and shall be as though they had never been." Again, here, God through Prophet Obadiah is continuing yung theme ng retributive justice, or returning to Edom what they have done. And this time, pinakita ito sa imagery ng drinking, yung pag-inom. Yung sa scripture po, yung drinking is usually used as a picture of either na receiving of God's blessing or receiving yung judgment po ng Panginoon. So yan po yung imagery na ginagamit dito. So una po na ginamit ito, drunk on my holy mountains. Now yung mga scholars a bit divided po kung sino yung tinutukoy dito na you. Since po na yung you po dito is plural, yung pagkagamit in Hebrew. Some would say, these are the Israelites or Judeans who wrongly celebrated on other things than trusting God. So in response, they receive po yung, or they drink on God's cup of judgment upon them. I think yan po yung pagkagamit sa magandang balita, Biblia. While others would say these are the Edomites who joyfully celebrated Israel's downfall. They even perhaps join yung desecration po ng temple during that time and use yung mga elements or temple elements in their celebration. Well, either way could work since both have received yung judgment po ng Panginoon para sa kanila. But personally, I'm leaning towards the second one, which strengthens po yung continuity of treating Edom's day of judgment as a preview po or final judgment that would come to all nations. And nakita po natin ito from previous passage wherein Edomites joyfully celebrated the downfall of Israel to a point na they serve as a cheerleaders ng mga Babylon sa mga panahon na iyon. They celebrated, shouted, yung pagransak po ng Babylon sa Jerusalem. Yet here, makikita po natin in verse 16 that there is a reversal. And notice yung reversal po dito. So all nations shall drink. Again, hindi lang yung Edom, but all nations who acted like Edom will receive the cup of judgment on that day. At yung sabi dyan, hindi lang one time, but notice yung ongoing effect of drinking from God's judgment po dito. They will drink continually. It is ongoing for Edom to a point na they will stop existing as a nation. But try to imagine, friends. Try to see the lasting and deceitful effect ng kasalanan. At times, we enjoy po yung kasalanan temporarily. We enjoy yung temporarily yung kasalanan at yung joy na ino-offer nito sa atin. And you can, yeah, we can enjoy it all the day that we want. But mind this, that its lasting effect po ng kasalanan na ginagawa po natin is eternal torment of drinking from the cup of God's wrath. And sabi dito, hindi lang yan, that nations will drink continually, but look at the next phrase. They shall drink and swallow. Yung idea po dito that God will make sinners drink His undiluted wrath until its last drop. Or mas appropriate na they will drink the undiluted wrath of God for eternity. So parang tipong lasing na lasing ka na, ayaw mo nang uminom, pero sinasaksak pa rin sa'yo, inumin mo to. Parang ganun po yung imagery dito. Yung imagery po dito is making sinners felt the full weight ng consequence ng kasalanan na kanyang ginawa. We can read yung example nito from the book of Jeremiah. In Jeremiah 25 verses 15 to 16, if you can turn your Bible there. Jeremiah 25 verses 15 and 16. And make it natin how the Lord made the nations drink from the cup of judgment. Sabi po doon, thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, said to me, sa kay Jeremiah, take from my hand this cup of wine of wrath, and make all the nations to whom I send you drink it. They shall drink and stagger and be crazed because of the sword that I am sending among them. Now, notice po yung effect nito para sa mga Edomites ito in verse 16. On their own day of judgment, sabi dyan, sa last part, and shall be as though they had never been. shall be as though they had never been. Ano pong ibig sabihin nito? It simply means that they will be consumed by God's wrath and they will stop until a time, a point of time, that they will stop to exist as a nation. Which affirms po yung pinag-aralan natin noong nakaraang linggo, yung verses 1 to 14. But what about yung in the perspective po of God's final judgment? Does it mean ba na yung isang kasalanan will totally be annihilated after serving a few years or decades sa hell? Mawawala na lang ba tayo na after serving a few years of our sin, mavavanish na lang tayo? Ganun po ba yung ibig sabihin nito? Ito ba yung ini-imply ng passage na ito? O una po, hindi. Dahil po, Edomites po yung ina-address po dito. That is, that they would stop to exist as a nation. But to answer that point, hindi rin po. Since we have offended an eternal God, here's the point, His judgment against us is eternal also. It is unending torment. It 24/7 for eternity. Makita po natin, mga kaibigan, this is how serious God's judgment against sin and against sinners. Now, kung ito po yung sinasabi ng passage natin sa umagang ito, then pinapakita po nito na malaki po yung problema natin, hindi po ba? Dahil kung ang justice ng Diyos ay perpekto, then it exposes our inability to satisfy it. Pinapakita nito sa atin that there is nothing in us nor anything we can do to meet the demands of God's justice. Because we will always fall short sa standard ng Diyos. Therefore, left on our own, we are helpless and hopeless sinners. And this leads us to ask the question, if hindi natin kaya gawin ito, then sino yung makakagawa nito? But there is one person, friends, who like us, faced the tension of receiving the bitter cup of God's judgment upon him. Yet unlike us, who are rebellious sinners, this man was without sin. He is perfect. He is truly God and truly man. In the garden, Jesus prayed to the Father, "My Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will." Jesus himself knew the pain and the suffering that awaits him because of that bitter cup. Yet, willingly, he submitted. Willingly, he was ready to take it. On the cross, Jesus bore our sin or sins in his body and received the undiluted wrath of God on our behalf. He endured the pain. He endured the suffering. And before he breathed out his last, Jesus declared, "Te telestai." It is finished. It is paid in full. Our sin and the guilt it brought was fully paid. It was fully paid for by him on our behalf. The sins that we have committed in the past, sins that we are still committing in this present time, and sins that we have not yet committed, all of them was nailed on the cross of Christ. It was paid in full. Jesus was buried, but on the third day, he was raised from the dead. A declaration for that God the Father or Jesus has satisfied the demands of God's wrath. He ascended into heaven and now he is seated at the right hand of the Father interceding for us. But not only that, friends, because one day Jesus will return again. He will return again, not as a Savior, but as a judge. He will return as a judge to execute the final day of the Lord. But to those who are in Him, we will no longer drink from the cup of judgment. But those who remain in their sins, hear this. On that day, God will pour out His cup of wrath against you. And you will drink that continually for eternity. Friends, if you are here today, you do not want to wait, or you don't want that day to come. And you do not want to wait na darating yung araw na yon. So I urge you to repent from your sins and turn to Christ for your salvation. He alone can save you on that final day. And here's the wonderful hope for those who receive Him, for those who repented from their sins, for those who are in Him. We can say along with Paul, O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? Death has been swallowed up in victory. And thanks be to God, to our Lord Jesus Christ, because we have this victory in Him. There is now no fear for condemnation para sa atin, but a joyful expectation of our union with Him on that day. Now, in contrast mo, in verses 15 to 16, where God talks about judgment to the wicked, dito naman in verses 17 to 18, natin makikita how God will provide you deliverance para sa kanyang mga tao. Tingnan po natin yung ating second point. The deliverance of the righteous. Let's read verse 17. But in the Mount Zion, there shall be those who escape, and it shall be holy, and the house of Jacob shall possess their own possessions. Now, lalahanin po natin, again, yung historical background po ng aklat na ito. Kung maalala ninyo, yung mga Israelites were attacked by the Babylonians as a form of God's judgment para sa kanila. Because, dahil, they broke covenant with Him. And Edom took advantage din po yung araw na yon. They did it with pride, along with the Babylons. They did it with pride. But unlike Babylon and Edom, who would face God's severe judgment, dito, mababasa natin that there will be a reversal of effect. There is a message of hope. Bakit? Because yung Mount Zion po dito in the Old Testament is considered a place where God's presence is. It is a symbol na kanyang dwelling place. It is where the temple is and His permanent habitation. Tirahan niya with His people. Yan po yung ibig sabihin po ng Mount Zion dito. But because of Israel's sin, may kita po natin that God cast them out of His presence through sa exile. Again, familiar po yung Genesis 3 dito. It sounds familiar, hindi po. Yet even though na nangyari ito, God made a promise to Himself that He would bring a remnant back to Himself to deliver them from their oppressors and lead them back into His presence. May kita po natin yan sa Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 22 to 24, wherein may kita natin si Prophet Ezekiel is talking to or speaking to the exiles then. In Ezekiel 36:22-24, ito po yung sinabi dun. Therefore, say to the house of Israel, thus says the Lord God, it shall not for you, for your sake, O house of Israel, that I am about to act, but for the sake of my holy name, which you have profaned among the nations to which you come. And I will vindicate the holiness of my great name, which has been profaned among the nations, and which you have profaned among them. And the nations will know that I am the Lord, declares the Lord God, when through you I vindicate my holiness before their eyes. And listen to verse 24. Ito sinabi ng verse 24. I will take you from the nations and gather you from all the countries and bring you into your own land. You see that? God promised this. And here in our passage it says, in Mount Zion, there shall be those who escape. Sino po ito? These are the remnants who believe in God's promises, who experience God's persevering grace sa kanila. It also says, it shall be holy again, yung Mount Zion na yun. Why? Because Mount Zion on that day will once again be inhabited by God's people. And all of God's enemies will be removed on that day. And it also includes yung restoration and renewal ng bahay ng Panginoon. And because of their enemies, because their enemies were removed, they will once again regain the possession they had lost because of their disobedience. Yet now, makita natin dito that they will receive it by grace. What they have lost in disobedience, they will receive it by grace. Mga kaibigan, hindi po ba ganito din sa atin? Kung isipin natin, God could left us on our own, dying and rotting in our own sin, and eventually suffer yung eternal condemnation. Yet by His grace, He took us in. By His grace, He saved us. By His grace, He sustains us. And by His grace, He placed us into His own family. That is the church. What sin took away from us through the first Adam, we regained it through Jesus, who is the second Adam. Wherein, on first Adam, we have lost your peace with God. On the second Adam, we have received it. On the first Adam, we have lost the heavenly inheritance. But in the second Adam, we have received it. On the first Adam, we have lost the fellowship that we enjoy with one another, the shalom. But on the second Adam, we have received it. All of this were once lost because of sin. Yes, by God's grace, we have received them again through our Lord Jesus Christ. Mga kaibigan, nakikita ho natin ito ngayon dito sa iglesia na ito. Though hindi perfecto, but we can see and we can taste through the lives of one another, sa bawat buhay po ng bawat isa, yung restored peace na ito sa Panginoon. Yung restored peace na ito through one another. And if you want to know more about this, I invite you on May 26, Tuesday, doon po sa Jabalali. You will hear about God's restoring work or transformation po sa buhay ng ating mga kapatid. So, in verse 18, may kita po natin dito that God, through Prophet Obadiah, will finally show us how He will execute po yung judgment against Edom and how He will remove His enemies from Mount Zion, making it holy again. Let's read verse 18. Sabi dito, "The house of Jacob shall be a fire, and the house of Joseph a flame, and the house of Esau stubble. They shall be burned them and consume them, and there shall be no survivor for the house of Esau, for the Lord has spoken." Now here, pinapakita po sa atin that God gets the last word. Hindi po yung kasalanan. Hindi po yung proud nation na Edom. Hindi po yung Babylon. Hindi po yung nations. It is God who gets the last word. Yung fire and flame po dito are commonly used in the scripture as a symbol of God's wrath against His enemies. So pinapakita sa atin dito that yung divine judgment ng Panginoon against Edom. Ginamit din dito to show us yung irreversible na effect po or complete na removal ng kanyang enemies on that day, on that final day. At the same time, pinapakita dito sa atin that God will vindicate, will declare His people as righteous, as not guilty. Now here, babalikan natin yung verse 18, makikita natin dito yung agent, kung sino yung ginagamit ng Panginoon to accomplish this. Sabi dyan, nakita ninyo si Jacob and his well-known son na si Joseph. Yung emphasis po dito, just like, makikita natin that God restores yung relationship ng magkapatid na ito. It restores po yung relationship po ng house of Israel dito, whose remnant were scattered because of their sin against God. They will be restored, and together they will depose the house of Esau. Notice naman how the house of Esau is described dito. Like a stubble. They will be like a stubble. O yung tuyong dayami sa field na bagong harvest. So this means na God's judgment against Esau would be swift. And it will be complete. Na walang matitira sa kanila. Just as Edom once tried to cut down yung fugitives and survivor of Israel, now, the devouring flames of Jacob and Joseph will completely consume and vanquish them. So, the question is, how can we apply yung verse na ito sa atin? To be honest, medyo challenging po ito. But one thing na naiisip ko dito is kung paano ng Diyos, how God is removing yung kanyang mga enemies and restoring yung kanyang mga tao, delivering His people, is through sa advancement ng kanyang gospel. Hindi po ba? Just try to think of this. Why do you think God has commanded us to go and preach the gospel to all nations? Try to think this in the lens of the book of Matthew. In the book of Matthew, Jesus started describing the kingdom. And the kingdom, and the kingdom people. And then, after niya i-describe yung kingdom, at ano yung itsura ng kingdom people, he went on preaching about the kingdom. And he died for those who are in the kingdom. And ascended back to the heaven's kingdom. And ano yung kinamand niya sa atin at the end of the book? Go ye, therefore, and preach the gospel to all the nations. Or make disciples to all the nations. Why? Bakit? Because one day, He will return again. He will return again. And when He returns, He will wipe, He will cleanse the whole world of His enemies. He will depose not only the house of Esau, but all of the sinners. God is cleansing the whole world. On that day, nababalik siya. So what should we do? What should we do now, Crossroads? As what we have been already doing, let us continue to preach the gospel. Share the gospel. The gospel is not just about Jesus being love or God is love. Hindi po. The gospel tells us the other aspect of it. That God is holy and God is just. And that He punishes sin. And one day, He will return to judge sin and sinners. This is the task that God has placed on us bilang Kanyang Iglesia. So, what should we do? Let us go and preach the gospel. Share it with your friends. Share it with your family. Share it with your colleagues in the office. Share it with your relatives. Share that God is returning, that He is going to judge the sinners. This is also the reason why we support you missionaries. Because we want the gospel to reach places that we ourselves cannot reach. And last month, we are blessed to hear an update po sa ating isa sa missionary, nag-iisang missionary na pinusuportahan po natin. And that's Pastor Andre Ramos at kanyang family. They are there doing the work of God, preaching the gospel of judgment and restoration in the front line of the missions. So I urge you to pray for them. Keep on remembering them in your prayers. They are doing the work of God on our behalf. The same as dito rin po sa atin. Ito rin po yung ginagawa natin dito. Before we end, I remember a story sa Matthew, which is two different occasions and different settings. Yung isa po ay sa Matthew 7:21 to 23. When Jesus said to everyone who calls him Lord, Lord, and profess that they know Jesus, ito yung naging response si Jesus doon. I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of lawlessness. While the other story is yung binasa kanina ni Pastor Alvin din sa atin, yung final judgment. Or mas kilala siya sa parable na sheep, the parable of the sheep and the goats. And there, makikita natin that the king said to the goats, or to the sheep, sorry, to the sheep on his right, ito po yung sinabi doon. Then the king say to those on his right, come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. O mga kaibigan, which one do you think you will hear at the end of human history? Would you hear welcome? Or you will hear from the mouth of our Savior, go away. I do not know you. Would you be part of those who will be destroyed? Or of those who would be delivered? God's justice destroys the wicked but delivers the righteous. Manalangin po tayo. Father, we thank you that you are our holy and just God. And because of that, we can confidently trust of your love towards us in Christ. Salamat na dahil sa Kanya and His perfect sacrifice on our behalf, you have made us righteous sa inyong harapan. Nanalangin din po kami that you would draw to yourself those who are here na wala pa pong personal na relationship sa inyo. Father, have mercy on them. Save them. And may you enable them to see the beauty of Christ and what He has done on their behalf. Ito po ang aming dalangin. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.